Welcome to the Mustangs Report, the official podcast of the Western Mustangs. I'm your host, Ryan Robinson. On this episode, we'll talk to 2024-25 Female Rookie of the Year, Zaya Wetzlog from our Mustangs swimming team. We'll also check in with our Male Rookie of the Year from last season, Cole Kletke from the men's rugby team. Both had fantastic seasons and well-deserving of the inaugural award of Rookie of the Year for our Western Mustangs. We will start with the swimming side and Zaya Wetzlog.
Joined now by our Female Rookie of the Year, Zaya Wetzlog. We were just joking before we started recording. Zaya, I said it right today.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, good. See, I don't want to mess up anybody's name, especially somebody who is our Rookie of the Year. For you, let's even before we talk about the awards night and so on and so forth, for you, the main question, you're from the Netherlands and you came to London, Ontario to come to Western. I'm sure I've been asked this question a number of times, but how did that decision and that connection happen?
Well, so I'm Hungarian, actually, and I do have a Canadian background. So I'm half Hungarian, half Canadian. And I guess Canada was always going to be my choice for uni, just because I've always wanted to continue sports. And in Europe, we don't really have that combo of student athlete. So I always thought Canada would be a good choice. And I guess Western just stood out to me quite a bit with the team spirit and everything, and just the way like school swimming was organized and all that. So yeah, that's kind of how it led to that path. But yeah.
And clearly, our coach, Paul Midgley, he's his own personality and his own type, and everybody likes Paul. Right to the point all the time. Talk about that connection, obviously how well things went in the first year. I know everything on the swim team has its own operation sort of thing, but, how did you feel with that kind of coming in and the support you got and all that kind of stuff?
I actually came to visit Western pretty much a year ago in February. It was actually during reading week, so unfortunately I could not meet everyone, but I was able to meet Paul and one of the swimmers. So it was a great way to just kind of see the university itself, and that's kind of how I chose Western, just because of the location and everything about it, but the facilities as well is just so beautiful. I mean, that pool, it looks so pretty, especially with the sun shining in. It's stunning. But no, I guess like a huge thing was Paul's, his goals for swimmers and how, what he hopes for everyone and how he personalizes much of the training. So we have multiple coaches for different events. So I'm a sprinter, so I actually don't train with Paul, but he's always been there. And so he always helps out with everything. But yeah, like Paul's just attitude towards trying to create the best out of everyone, no matter which level you are. I actually started quite, I would say average, but actually it was just the best thing that could ever happen to me. So I'm truly grateful for him and his program and Western self.
Take us through your year, because I know that's the one thing I love talking to all of our athletes about, their season and how things progress and how crazy the schedule is sort of thing. I know I am very fortunate. My office actually overlooks that pool that you mentioned. So I get to kind of, see how things are going periodically sort of thing. But you guys are there a couple times a day. There's all kinds of training happening. For anybody who thinks you guys just jump in the pool and once or twice a week and just kind of get really fast all of a sudden, they clearly don't know what's actually going on. Talk about your year and kind of that, as you said, that development, because as things went on when you guys got to OUAs and U Sports, you were bringing home some pretty good hardware.
Yeah, it was, so I moved from club swimming to university, and that was definitely a change. I did prioritize school in my high school, so I only swam like 3 times a week. So, and then having to go to uni where we swam 8 times a week, we did weights, we did dry land, all that. It was definitely a huge change. I was definitely tired for the first 2 months. I had to take afternoon naps, and it was a struggle. But, I mean, the team support is so amazing, especially coming from Europe. I don't know many people in the swimming world, and it's such a connected place that everyone knows each other, and it's such a cool environment to be around. But I just felt home right away. Like, it was scary at first because I don't know anyone and I'm coming from so far away. But I mean, the team just, it's like a second family. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better support team or just someone who I can always reach out to or anyone. It was a pretty cool environment. And then, yeah, it started off pretty hard. It was a struggle initially, but I mean, I couldn't do without the team, the atmosphere, even our like training camp to Barbados was very special. It was a lot of fun, but a lot of hard training as well. The sun and swimming together is not a good combo. We were all laying on the floor afterwards, a hard set, hard to breathe, but couldn't do it without the team. And then I guess like the pool atmosphere when it comes to meets and competitions, it just gives you this energy that you never thought you could ever get. And then once you touch the end of the wall, like the joy of just looking at a teammate, them all cheering you on, it's so special.
A couple of medals, a few medals to kind of go in those big competitions at the end of the season. How fulfilling was it sort of thing to kind of see some hardware at the end of the year when, as you say, you start the year, you're getting into things, getting used to things, and then, you know, having some hardware to go along with it. Got to feel pretty good to finish out the year.
Yeah, it was, oh my God, I'm hanging them up right away. They're such beautiful trophies and like things to remember. But those were, initially, I always thought I could get there, get to the point where I'm on the podium. But I mean, the hard work that went into it, it was definitely hard. It was definitely a change, but it was so rewarding at the end. But also just having all your teammates there cheering you on, and it's just too special. And I just couldn't be so grateful for the team. So yeah.
If anybody just out there is a sports fan of any kind, I know one of the things, we got to host the OUA Championship a couple of years ago. I never knew intensity of a room until I was at an OUA championship for swimming. Yeah. A, it's action packed, and B, it's probably one of the loudest environments I've ever been in, sort of thing. So it's definitely an event all to itself, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, when you compare it to club, it's nothing. Like club is so quiet, and there's some cheering, but it's quite quiet. And then going to university atmosphere, I think in any sport, anyone can say that it's amazing. It's such a, you feel like a entire family, no matter if it's your enemy, but like at the end of the day, it's like you guys are all just there having fun. A little serious, of course, in the moment. You have to, you know, lock in and make sure you do what you've been training for, but at the end, like no matter what place you are, just knowing that you put the effort in and then seeing other people succeed also is just so rewarding. So the university sports is nothing I could, it's everything I could wish for. So, yeah.
You mentioned the team camaraderie and everybody kind of supporting each other. A good friend of both of us, Shona Branton, I remember her coming to me, I want to say it might have been summer-ish of last year, probably around this time now. And she said to me, goes, I know how much attention you tend to give me, Ryan, because, well, she's kind of a big deal, even though she doesn't want to be a big deal. Yeah. I remember she said to me, she goes, if you want to pay attention to the next one you have to pay attention to, make sure you keep an eye on this, say, a girl who's coming in next year. So, you know, I'm sure Shona, you know, she likes to be the, you know, the supportive one sort of thing. So, but it's got to feel good for you that you've got, you know, that's the kind of the way of the team aspect. It doesn't matter what everybody is in their different position, their different training. Mm-hmm. Everybody's kind of supporting each other, aren't they?
Yeah, it was awesome. I remember she texted me after my first like big thing, because unfortunately she couldn't compete at OUAs, but she was texting me right away, and it just felt so nice that everyone was cheering me on, even if it was their bad day. Even if they didn't do well, they're still, you know, they looked forward to what's coming next, and it felt amazing. I don't even know how to express, but yeah.
Let's go to awards night. You know, the coaches make the nominations for the teams. Obviously the year went really well for you. Did anybody let you know ahead of time that you were a nominee or that you were in the running, or was it a total surprise element?
I did not know about the rookie of the year. That was definitely a surprise when I got the email. I mean, coming from a small place here in Amsterdam, not that amazing, not succeeding as much as I wished, and then all of a sudden being recognized by Western, it was crazy. After like also getting it was a shock for sure, but it was amazing feeling. And I mean, the other candidates were also so amazing. They did awesome this year as well. So congrats to them too. But oh my goodness, it was a shock for sure.
I feel like it's an ongoing theme with all of our major award winners this year, and based on how well their season went, I asked Kenneth West the same thing. Do you have to buy a bigger like trophy case or like some kind of bookshelf to start fitting all this stuff on, sort of thing?
Well, in my dorm, I guess I tried to make some space, not enough space, but next year in my apartment, I guess I can, you know, specialize a certain desk area or something like that for hanging them up. But no, actually, I brought back all my medals home so I could show my family. They watched me online the entire year. So did my friends. It was amazing. It was so cool that they could at least like watch it online and sort of be there for me. But yeah, I had to show them the awards. So it was awesome. Yeah.
How excited are you for obviously how well last year went and a busy summer for next year and going forward? Because I know that's just the way of our swim program. It's just, you know, everybody keeps kind of take a step up every time, right?
Definitely. I mean, there's so many small things to improve on in swimming. I know myself and my coach, we've been always kind of listing them out, different areas I need to improve on. I'm just happy there are areas to improve on because then I'm not at my peak yet. So I'm excited just to see what I can continue to do, but I'm also excited for the incoming rookies. It was amazing to be a rookie, the little baby of the swim team. And I'm excited to at least share them the wisdom I have of 1 year in university. But yeah, I'm excited to see what I do, but also what the team does itself, because we have a crazy incoming class as well. Some internationals, which I am quite happy about. I feel like I sort of started the European trend a little bit, but I'm excited for the incoming group. It's going to be amazing next year too.
How weird will it be to go from being the rookie where you're kind of looking up to everybody and then having such a successful year to all of a sudden having incoming rookies now looking up to you, sort of thing? Is that going to be a weird, might it take a little bit, or are you kind of looking forward to that being a mentor kind of thing?
Oh, I think it's going to be weird a little bit because as the baby of the group, you always thought, oh, like you could do anything pretty much. Like you didn't have anyone looking up to you. So you could, I don't know, I guess have more fun in a way. But no, I'm excited to sort of be the mentor or be the, you know, someone who can look up to, because I feel like it's a great way just to share your experience, but also just share your knowledge that you have. Because it is quite a change coming into university from high school, or I feel like in any area it's quite big change, so I'm just excited to share what I know and what I learned through the, you know, some hard bits, but overall it's good experiences. So yeah,
awesome. Well, say, appreciate a few minutes of your time. I know it's summer months and you're in the middle of training and everything, taking a few minutes of your time for us. Congratulations on Rookie of the Year. We were excited to finally start that award. It's something we haven't had before in our kind of awards show, so it's something we were excited to add, and now you get to be the first recipient of it. So that was pretty awesome. And congratulations on a great season. And thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much. This was nice.
Zaya had a fantastic season last year, and we can't wait to see what she has in store for 2025-26. Switching gears now to our male rookie of the year, Cole Kletke.
We had a bit of a time, Cole, to you and I kind of getting this situated, because I felt like all of our major award winners, I don't know, some people remember the show Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego. I feel like Where in the World are the Western Mustangs, because Zaya's Zaya's abroad, Kenneth was in Brazil, you're in New Zealand. So first things first, what are you doing in New Zealand? But you told me it's been a summer of opportunities and chances to kind of see the world a little bit.
Yeah, so right now I'm just in New Zealand playing some rugby with the Crusaders International Academy, and then playing as well with the club New Brighton, which has been pretty cool. But prior to coming to New Zealand, I went down to Fiji with the Canada Under 20 men's rugby team, where we played three matches against Samoa, Fiji, and Tonga, where we came second place and we beat Samoa and Tonga. We fell short to Fiji, but it was a really cool experience. But after that, flew over to New Zealand. end up being gone for like 2 months now and have another month to go, but it's been a real cool experience and just looking forward to learning more over here and bringing it back with me.
What obviously in those scenarios, and the key aspect of this, you know, us chatting is obviously to talk about the season and obviously you winning Rookie of the Year, not only the OUA, but obviously for the Mustangs as well. But on top of that, trying to get help, you know, give every team a little bit of love sort of thing too. So on a rugby side, at what point did you know these opportunities were coming around, or has this been a kind of a gradual process leading to it sort of thing?
So the Fiji experience, I kind of got an invite to a first camp back in January, February, which was in BC. I felt I had a pretty good showing there. So I got a confirmation that I was selected for the team in around April or late March, early April. And then from there, I kind of just started preparing to fly out to BC for a few weeks for a training camp and then headed over to Fiji. And then the New Zealand one kind of, I think, started with my season at Western, where I had a pretty good showing, where then got some like recognition, and with my coach Ian, he kind of helped work some things out and got in contact with this guy who runs a little program, sends 2 to 3 guys over a year to the academy. So I was fortunate enough to get sent over to my buddies. Found out in, I think it was January, February for this, and it was kind of like a throw up at that point. But then a month later, kind of all got settled in, and from there, it's just been looking forward to it. And now that it's here, it's pretty sweet, and just trying to soak everything in and basically learn as much as I can and just bring that back with me.
You mentioned a, quote, pretty good season with the Mustangs. That would be 90 points and leading the OUA in points sort of thing. Talk about the season, obviously. The team had a great showing, obviously a really great regular season. I know when it comes to rugby, I feel like anytime I talk to anybody rugby and I say the word Queens, they kind of roll their eyes a little bit. I know that. Yeah. We won't go there in the playoffs. Let's go in the regular season element. You guys got it going early and often sort of thing. What was working? What was clicking so well with the group this year?
Yeah, I think coming in as a first year was kind of just first kind of wanted to come and meet all the guys and kind of just like solidify my position within the team. I think coming in, I got a few pretty sweet opportunities to get to play in that first game against RMC. And then kind of from there, kind of just rolled on. A bit timid at first, but once I got in and got to meet all the guys, they were all really welcoming and a lot of good friends that I've made on the team. I think some of the older guys did a really good job at like kind of making us feel like we were all as one as part of the team. And it kind of just flowed into the season where we had a couple solid games where kind of what we were doing in practice really was showing in game. And I think like we really progressed throughout the season, starting from our RMC game up until I think it was our UFT game, which was our last regular season game. We grew a lot. We had some ups and downs, but I think going 6-0 is something that's pretty sweet, regardless of who you're playing and whatnot. So I think that was a pretty good showing. Obviously a tough run in the playoffs to Queens, but hopefully next year we get it back and hopefully we can change the results. Funny enough, I'm actually here in New Zealand with like one of my Queens buddies who we played against, and we have a little banter about it. So there's a lot on the table this year for that game. But yeah, no, it was a sweet season, lots of fun, good group of guys and great coaching as well.
I know when it comes to, you know, activity around the rugby pitch, I'm glad you didn't talk about or mention any quotes from those jabs back and forth, because I know sometimes they can be they can have some linguistics to them that we'll leave to competition sort of thing. But for you, obviously, you know, having the rookie element sort of thing in play, it didn't feel, especially the times, you know, I'm down watching a game, getting some photos and stuff like that. There wasn't a whole lot of that, you know, okay, the rookie's over here, the vet's over here sort of thing. It really kind of felt, is that more of a, you know, through Ian's leadership kind of thing of making sure everybody's kind of coming together? Or was that kind of a natural thing with the group that everybody kind of just embraced each other?
Yeah, I think it was a bit of both. Like Ian obviously was doing a good job of kind of making sure all the guys were there getting to know each other at the start through training camp. And then also like captains like Colin Rolfe and a couple other guys that kind of really like helped get everyone together, whether it was like through team events, team socials, little just hangouts or like get together, stuff like that. I think the team really gelled well together at first. And I think that honestly really contributed well to on the field as well, where like having those connections often on the field really benefit in results on the field as well. So I think not only Ian, but also just the guys in the team and a bunch of like the leadership squad guys were really able to help gel everyone together early on in the season. And I think that really carried a long way throughout the whole season.
It felt like, especially the times you're down there, you guys have, you know, your own intensity inside of the group. You guys have some very, very, very passionate, whether it be, roommates and friends showing up, an alumni group that is extremely passionate. I know they're setting up tents and they're organizing events and so on and so forth. How important is that aspect for you guys when you're back on Alumni Field and you've got, a sizable crowd that's making some noise and kind of and getting things going?
I think, yeah, it's awesome. It really keeps you driving forward. It really keeps you wanting to put on a good show for them, whether it's like the alumni coming to the games, friends, family, whatnot. But yeah, the alumni give a lot of energy. They're always there shouting loud, giving some cheers from the sideline that you can't help but hear. And yeah, even like having like an alumni night with like some of the old alumni where you get to meet some of the guys you wouldn't have had a chance to meet, and kind of seeing what their experience was like on the team when they were back at Western was honestly really cool to see like how far they've come now. And like some of them obviously still playing some fun club rugby and whatnot, and some of them just working out like a business type job. It's kind of cool to just see like the different aspects of like where people can end up after and getting to meet them and seeing how kind of the program's changed since then and how far it's come, I think has been real, really transformative to see.
I know it's always the generic question to ask an athlete, but what do you love most about rugby? Because I know, when you talk to different athletes for different reasons, it's, one thing or another. I know with a lot of rugby players, it's usually, the intensity, the physicality, those kind of things. What do you love most about the game?
I'd say just like being able to be creative. Like I like kind of being able to kind of like make some decisions that can kind of determine what could happen in like a certain situation. Like being a back, I kind of can see the pitch a bit more and kind of have a bit more time to make decisions and kind of like change something up if something's not going a certain way. So I think like having the ability to be really creative and to kind of like help give some like thoughts and insights to kind of switch the way of the game is kind of something I really enjoy. I also just enjoy the winning aspect and like kind of like the high of winning. It's kind of pretty sweet. As well, like the physicality is pretty fun. Like it's nice to kind of get out there, make some hits. And just, it's kind of nice like doing with like 14 other guys on the pitch. It's like, you got all your brothers out there and it's just going out each game for each other and just playing for each other. Like the guy beside you. It's a great like brotherhood. Like that's another thing too, is like you meet so many great people through the sport of rugby. Like everyone's super close, everyone's like super down to earth. It's like you meet lots of great guys and friends for life, and it's kind of like nice just playing by their sides each and every game. I think that's another aspect that I really enjoy about the game too.
You mentioned obviously coming to Western, being in the rookie year sort of thing. I know when it comes to rugby, guys have lots of options where they want to go. Is that sort of thing? What made Western your kind of destination sort of thing?
Yeah, so when I was choosing schools, obviously Ian was really, really helpful with the selection process. He kind of gave some good insights and all that kind of stuff. And like through recruitment day, coming to see campus and meeting a couple of the older guys was pretty sweet. Also like getting like a tour around campus, just seeing kind of what like campus was like and kind of like a student life. Pretty cool to see. I think that's something that Ian and the boys at Western kind of offered over some other schools. Also just like the school is a great academic school, is something that it was definitely one of my top choices before even reaching grade 12 and considering universities too much. But then also like knowing that like I could come into a Western or come into a rugby program and make an impact and kind of help bring a program along with some other guys kind of like up to a standard that like we can keep pushing. It's like something I really wanted to do, because like I knew like they had a good program and I wanted to just keep going with that. A couple of really good players as well, so it's kind of nice just coming in, knowing a couple guys and just getting to work with all of them.
Let's go to awards night, but before we get to your award, you talked about the traditions of the team. We have to talk about the team tradition of awards night, which is the Canadian tuxedo sort of thing. I know this has been a thing for a few years now. You talked about how much you love the tradition of the team. How quickly did you get your own Canadian tuxedo to participate with the rest of the group?
Well, funny enough, it was like kind of a last minute thing. It was like, what? I went with my roommate to kind of try and find some jackets like a week before the awards night because we knew we needed to get them. But we went to a couple thrift shops and stuff and couldn't find anything. So then we ended up having to go a couple days later to the mall and just go and find a little jean jacket to go with our jeans. So it was a funny experience having to go to like 5-6 different places to find one. But I mean, it was pretty funny seeing all the guys pulling up in the Canadian tuxedos and looking all sharp together. But yeah, it was a pretty funny experience.
Some guys go full intensity with this thing. Like they're doing, there's the jeans with the jean jacket. Some guys go the jean shirt sort of thing. You know, are you guys kind of like calling each other out on the style approach when you get there? Is it just kind of everybody's got to do jean on jean and then we'll accept it after that?
Yeah, it's just kind of like just a jean on jean. And then once you get there, if you're looking a little funny, you'll hear it from a few guys, but it's nothing too serious. It's just like, make sure you got the jeans and the jean jacket on and you're good to go.
It's not hard to find the men's rugby team, even though we've got like, you know, almost 1,000 student athletes. I know I got the pleasure this year to be an MC and literally just looking out and you're seeing a nice wash of student athletes. There's some nice, and then there's just this group up here that you're like, and that's men's rugby up there because we can just see this little island of blue up there sort of thing. It's fun. It's awesome to see. And I'm glad you guys are having fun with it, obviously. But then obviously later on in the night, did you know you were nominated for Rookie of the Year? Or did you kind of say, well, I got OUA Rookie of the Year and I think I did pretty well. So I'm probably in the mix kind of thing.
Yeah. Like I knew I was in the mix. I had no clue whether I was going to win it or not. Like I got an email like a week prior saying like, oh, like you're being considered for it, but no actual like nomination. So like going into it, I was like, who knows? We'll see. Like had a good season, but obviously there's some other good athletes who definitely have a shot at getting it. So had my hopes up. I was rooting for myself, but really had no clue until I was sitting there. My name was called and I was like, no way. Like that's crazy. So I was trying to kind of like think, oh, like I thought I had to maybe give like a little speech. I was like, oh shoot. Like got to kind of think of like what I'm going to say there. But yeah, no, it was real cool kind of finding out in the moment. Getting to walk down is pretty cool. Like with all the cheering and all the guys obviously give me some cheers was pretty nice. And yeah, it was a pretty sweet experience. Good night. So yeah.
Did that kind of put a cap on, obviously very clearly you've had a season has continued for you sort of thing with what you're doing now, but was it a nice kind of, you know, kind of cherry on top for the season, especially for your first year with the group?
Yeah, I think totally. Like, I think, yeah, getting it was kind of like a goal I kind of had, like coming out of the season. I was like, oh, like that would be a cool thing if I were to get something I didn't know if I'd be able to, but I think was a really nice like cherry on top, as you said. Yeah, like I think it kind of gives a bit to the program and kind of will keep guys kind of going forward. And like, hopefully next year we can get another boy coming in, do the same thing, get an OUA Rookie of the Year. Then hopefully a Western Mustangs Rookie of the Year would be pretty sweet. But yeah, I think it was a pretty good cherry on top and kind of something I wasn't necessarily expecting, but really happy that I was able to get.
And then obviously you mentioned the fact that, you know, each year, you know, this is the way of university sports, a couple of guys graduate, move on. Everybody takes the kind of the next step, but how are you feeling about the group as you guys move into the fall and getting into this 25 season?
Like pretty good. Yeah. Like coming off a pretty solid season. I think we're all ready to go and kind of get some revenge. I think our playoffs were cut short, but we had a really good showing in the regular season. So I think we've got something to prove this year. And I think trying to go for another 6-0 season is something we strive for. And I think with the guys who are coming back and the guys who are coming in, I think we've got a good squad and a good group of guys to do it. I think coming into training camp in mid-August, I think everyone's going to be there ready to work and ready to earn a spot. So I think it's really just going to come down to like work ethic. And if we really want it, I think we've got it. And I think all the guys are going to get behind each other and just really back each other and go for it.
Well, cool. Thanks for taking a few minutes to chat. I know, obviously, a time difference for you and everything trying to get it situated. But congratulations on the OUA Rookie of the Year, Mustangs Rookie of the Year, and good luck kind of getting things through the rest of the summer and then obviously into the fall. We appreciate your time, man.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Take care.